Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live at the awesome Whole Foods right here in fashionable East Cobb. It is, of course, the Merchant's Walk, East Cobb, whatever, Johnson's Ferry, you name it. It's the Whole Foods. You can't miss it. It's the grocery store that's always packed, tons of cars out front. And that's because values matter at Whole Foods. And today we've had an amazing celebration of the big party tomorrow with some great recipes. And Chef Will, got to tell you, your taco bowl knocked it out of the park, and unfortunately so did your cauliflower.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, the mini taco bowls is once again a great idea. And then, of course, for the health conscious or the vegan or the gluten-free, the cauliflower buffalo bites with the ranch dressing, they're delicious options a lot of people don't think about.
And we'll have those recipes up for you by the first part of the week. Or, in fact, I'll even get them up for you before Super Bowl. We'll take care of you. We'll help you out. But these were great recipes. And one of the things that makes Whole Foods, you were kind of on the cutting edge of teaching classes long before others were. And you are actually a coaching chef, cooking coach.
I am. Once again, you know, I like to simplify recipes or teach people different techniques to help them just have fun with cooking again. And that's what it's really about. And same thing you guys do, except I do it inside of the store and I answer any of those questions they might have.
Now, have you got anything coming up? I know you got classes. How do people know? I mean, where do they go to find out, hey, I want to see Coach Will in action? Because he's a good-looking guy.
I am. And I'm humble, too.
Yes.
So we are an event-heavy store. We have a great marketing team. It's headed by Liz Towery.
Oh, she's the best.
Right, and she lets all this magic happen. So we actually have three or four different ways of actually finding out the events. You get to talk to anyone that works here. We have event calendars up front before you enter the store where you can just pick up and take home. You can go on the website and check Burgess Walk location and find our events listed there. And, of course, you know, I could tell you quickly what we have going on.
How did I know?
Well, you know, these are all great events, and we really, it's more about building the excitement than actually moving product. So on February 5th, we have an evening of elegance. It's the first Thursday of the month. It's a wine tasting. It's food pairing. And in case you're always on the fence about it, it is a fantastic option to come out here, talk to similar people that have great taste in wine, and just broaden that knowledge. Then I also have a cooking class called Cooking with Will, three recipes over the course of an hour, so it's about 15 minutes per recipe, and that's Sunday, the February 8th. I have a beer tasting.
I know that Michael the Whip would probably be very interested in that because he always tries to stay on the cutting edge of everything cold, gold, and bubbly.
I tell you, and Kevin, you know, I heard you talking about that Bud Light earlier. You should probably come out to this thing, too. You'll actually broaden that horizon, and Chef Eric was saying, it's a fantastic way to try all the different beers. We have that going on the second Thursday of the month, February 12th, followed by after Valentine's Day, we have a daddy-daughter brunch, February 15th.
Oh, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm. And again, you can find this all online, coming into the store, checking our event calendars, you know, and talk to anyone that works here. So.
And really, any Whole Foods has the same kind of activities going on. Different coaches, obviously, different things, but Whole Foods, you guys constantly keep things evolving.
Right.
And, you know, I was just noticing, Chef Eric, as you were kidding me about being frugal, this is one of the great things here. It's called The Whole Deal. It's a little booklet you can get with incredible coupons. I mean, big time, not these weenie 15 cents off, 25 cents off.
And who knew you could have a coupon at Whole Foods? I mean,
we actually combine coupons with our discounts. So, like, if it's already 50% off and you got a $5 coupon for it, then we all honor both those. So,
wow.
It's one of those things you have to check on, and yeah. We always have great deals.
And you're using
the
Whole Foods coupons,
right?
To be specific, but.
But I mean, the smallest coupon I saw in there was at was 50 cents, but most of them are $1 up to $3 off.
That's awesome. Now, I will say. Will, Chef Will, I would like you to try the taco that you got that you're holding there.
Oh, here we go! Now he wants
you. If you actually like it, because I mean, it was fresh about 10 minutes ago before Kevin started talking to you about it. But is that all right? Does that work? Perfect.
Yeah, what he said is that sucks.
Hey,
that's not what he said. I could actually interpret for him because having lived most of my life with my mouth stuffed full of food, I can understand the lingo. And he said, that's good.
Well, that's good. I'm so glad. Well, this has been a lot of fun today. And Chef Will, we hope you're going to be on with us again.
Hey, anytime we're here, we'd love to have you because, man, not only are you humbly good looking, But you get the concept of our show, and that is good recipes, not a lot of time, out of the park taste, except for the cauliflower bites that you did.
That was really good. I'm actually going to go home and make that.
Oh, I know he would. He'd do it just to insult me. But anyway, my friends, what we're going to do is we tried to get you our buffalo wing sauce recipe that we have. Unfortunately, time and the ability of my phone to battery crap out on it, I didn't have a chance to pull it back up. But I will post that on the website for you so you can have a chance at it. But this is always, always, always a thrill to come here. And Chef Eric, I got to tell you, when you come to Whole Foods, it's more than just going grocery shopping. You get a lot of different experiences.
Well, you know, also, I can't stress enough how great it is to be able to come to one of the Whole Foods and go to, like, their little bistro-type area where you can get a good local beer or, you know, a highlighted beer and a panini maybe or something like that.
You can get growlers filled here.
Yeah, you can do growlers. If you've never been in the cheese department of a Whole Foods and you like cheeses, oh my gosh, it's a fantastic selection. There's always some stuff you can taste.
Well, remember the gentleman we had on, the head of the French cheese board in the United States?
Yep.
He was talking to us and he said one of the best places to buy true French cheeses is Whole Foods.
Absolutely.
And he was very complimentary about the fromage section. You notice how I throw out those cool hip terms, fromage. I just don't know who cut the fromage. And I'm always concerned about that because especially with soft fromages, you can get it all mushy. Have you ever seen someone?
Yes, yes. So there are different, actually, and there are different types of implements that you use.
That's what I'm trying to talk about. Why you guys were all laughing when I said that? It makes a difference. If you don't know how to cut the fromage, by golly, you got to have the right tool.
No, but you absolutely do. There are different types of tools, as you said. One of the best tools, if you're going to eat a lot of cheese in here, you can get some nice bulk. You get a wire cutter.
Yeah. A garrote.
That's the easiest way. And, so I'm being whispered in my ear that dental floss also works. However, I hate the minty aftertaste.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I carry one with me in my knife roll. But you can also, if you're going to use a knife, there are a couple different types of knives you use. Typically, you want to use a hollowed-out center knife for a soft cheese and more of almost a small cleaver-looking knife for the hard cheeses. That makes creating a charcuterie dish that much easier. And of course, for charcuterie,
to say it twice because in case people didn't pick it up that you'd said it right the first time.
For that, you've got a fantastic selection of salamis and olives and all sorts of other things to add to that charcuterie plate. And it's really one of those things that I'm going to keep saying charcuterie.
Till you mess it up.
No, really. It's really nice when you've got friends over and you're all pretty much standing in the kitchen anyway, and you open up a bottle of wine.
Bud Light.
Really nice. My friends coming to my house.
Yes.
I'll open up a bottle of wine and get yourself a nice charcuterie board, like a...
Seven times now.
Or a nice-looking cutting board that's like a good teak cutting board or something. And you just put it right on top of that, so...
Well, you know what? We had a real charcuterie right here of great flavors, great tastes, and great recipes as we prep you tomorrow for the big, big game. Super thanks to Liz Towery, to her assistant Pam, and especially to Chef Will. He is the cooking coach here at the Whole Foods East Cobb. The whole team of people here have been absolutely fantastic. And when you come here, you will realize why values matter. Because every single person here goes out of their way to help you, something you're not used to in most of your stores. And, of course, thank you, Chef Eric. As always, you are on top of your game and on top of your taste, and not once did you cook with tofu. To the keeper of the dials, he-she. It's a he-she. It's he, Michael the Whip, and she, Karen the Beast, the she-beast. We are all here, and, of course, the lovely but talented producer. She is the lovely Teresa. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs has been presented by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
By Real Sweet Onions, by Shubin Produce, my friends. Remember, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, they are, of course, the portal to the world of good times, the world of great cigars, and the great world of conversation, as well as a great place to meet friends that you don't even know you have yet. And then we couldn't do it without the amazing foods of Whole Foods. Whole Foods, where values matter and the people that work here bend over backwards to help you. And, of course, our great friends in Israel right now. Israel's going through a tough time right now. It's getting very scary over there. But, my friends, you will be safe. You will be protected. And as long as Israel has its borders open for travel, you must go. It is a truly life-changing experience. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, always, always, always remember our troops, our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef of the Fat Man, we remind you that we will be on the road next week. So you'll have a best of coming back. We're going to do a special Valentine's Day show right here from Whole Foods. You won't want to miss it. Keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, The Talk of the Town. And what we can say and proudly say is God bless y'all and God bless America. See y'all next week, everyone.